TCJ Radio International presents Switzerland in Sound, produced and presented by Bob Zanotti.
And welcome to Switzerland in Sound. This is Bob Zanotti. Speaking of sound, you've got to be able to hear the noise that's surrounding me right now. I'm in a Swiss train somewhere in the middle of the Simplon Tunnel between the Swiss town of Brieg and the Italian town of Domodossola. Why would Switzerland in Sound be heading to Italy for a report? Well, you'll find out that there's good reason for it. And if all goes well, I should be greeted at the station by my old friend Aubrey Diem. We'll be talking about Domodossola, and you'll find out why in just a moment. Stay tuned. And we made it. Benvenuti in Italia. Welcome to Italy. Welcome to Domodossola. And standing in front of the station waiting for me, actually on the platform, here he is, Aubrey Diem. Aubrey, this is the first time in a number of years that you and I have actually had a physical meeting.
The main thing is that we're both alive.
Well, that's always a good thing, isn't it? Aubrey, I have been to Domodossola so many times, and so have you. And in my introduction on the train, I said, why should Switzerland in Sound be going to Domodossola in Italy? Domodossola is almost, we could call it, an honorary Swiss town.
Well, it's an honorary Swiss town. Many things from Italy are coming through the tunnel, the Simplon Tunnel, right into Valais. And that's the main route between Valais, Brieg, and Milano, and the areas to the south.
The fact is that its history is connected very much to the railway development. It was the railhead for many years until the beginning of the 20th century when the Simplon Tunnel was built, the rail tunnel, which connected, physically connected, Switzerland and Italy. Before that, all the traffic between north and south on the Simplon route had to go over the ancient pass. So the opening of the tunnel must have been a tremendous innovation at the time.
It not only was it an innovation, but it was a tunnel that had to be blasted for about 20 kilometers through the Alps in order to get to Domodossola and Brieg. And although the pass was in use and Napoleon was over the pass, but until the tunnel, and it was the railroad tunnel that was built, then you had this connection.
Let me just interject here that we are recording this at the beginning of March, and we are reminded here that this part of Italy is not the Mediterranean. It's cold, it snows here, there is skiing in this area, this is a mountainous area, this is officially part of the Piedmont region. So this is the other Italy, isn't it? And I want to remind us here that you are a retired professor of geography. You're a Canadian. You were with the University of Waterloo, Ontario, and a longtime resident of Switzerland. And you're featured separately under Interesting People on Switzerland in Sound. This area was settled by a group of people actually from the Swiss side originally called the Walsers. And from there, the canton of Wallis in German, or Valais, gets its name. In fact, I believe in some of the obscure valleys here and outside Domodossola, they still speak the same dialect as in German Switzerland.
You have valleys which were settled by Swiss, and the houses are like the wooden houses that you find in Valais. And so that is quite interesting. This is just another valley over. So if it was settled by Swiss, these would be from Valais who came to the south to settle the valley. And that's what has evolved. And during the Second World War, it became a very important area for partisans and people who, near the end of the war, left the Mussolini Italy And
they literally headed for the hills. I want to take this up in just a moment, Aubrey, but just to explain the noise that can probably be heard in the background, this is a lot of traffic. We're right in front of the train station in Domodossola, and there's a lot of traffic. There's a main road which goes out perpendicularly from the front of the station all the way up into the main sort of business town or main street or high street, as the British would call it. And there's a lot of traffic back and forth here. We're sitting outside at a cafe. We're the only ones because we're crazy enough to sit outside in this rather chilly, rainy weather. But to go back to something you said a moment ago, if we go back in history, and let's remember, Switzerland was neutral during the Second World War. It was not involved in any of the hostilities. And there was lots of freight traffic and all kinds of personal traffic, passenger traffic, going back and forth between Switzerland and Italy. I can imagine this must have been a very, very tense part of the world during the Second World War.
The whole of the north of Italy was part of this because Italy was out of this war in 1943. And that's when the partisans began to make their input felt throughout the north. And the north was all Alps, and therefore the partisans used the Alps as defense areas, and the Germans occupied it after Italy left. So right up until the very end of the war, the partisans were in particularly the north of Italy, and from there they were fighting the fascists, fighting the Nazis, and the Germans invaded Italy at that time, and they controlled the whole way of going through the Alps into Germany.
I know that the Swiss Army during the Second World War had a permanent station within the Simplon Tunnel. In fact, I think you can still see them. There used to be side tunnels which had a lot of munitions and military supplies in there. And for those Swiss soldiers who were stationed in the middle of the tunnel, and that's more or less where the border is, in the middle of the tunnel, they were on watch and on duty all the time, and they literally never knew if and when there might be an invasion from the south. And it never came, of course. But take somebody like Ian Fleming, who wrote about James Bond and the Cold War, and we have other writers from even earlier periods who talk about the Second World War and spy stories and everything else. Why they didn't write more about Domodossola and the Simplon area? Don't you find that peculiar? Because this place must have been crawling with spies and agents and lots of intrigues.
I think one of the things that has happened very quickly is people want to forget about it. I don't know if this was the route, for example, where Mussolini was trying to escape into Switzerland.
Mussolini was from Milan. He was a northern Italian.
Exactly. And that's where he was stopped by the partisans and killed with his mistress.
Well, let's let the Second World War go to rest for the time being. Let's bring us up to date. The situation here is entirely different. The layout of the town hasn't changed too much, but it's a nice little spot that the Swiss love to come to. The reason you come here very often, the reason I come here very often, is to enjoy what's called a little bit of Italianità, a little bit of Italian flair. For me, it's just a couple of hours from the Emmental. I can come down here, have a nice Italian meal at a very reasonable, affordable price. We can do some shopping for things we can't get in Switzerland and just enjoy a day, for example, in the nice warm weather on a sunny day, sit in the Grand Piazza, the big town square, and have a drink. It's like a mini vacation. And it's tourism from Switzerland, especially shopping tourism, which really has made it possible for Domodossola to flourish today. Otherwise, there really wouldn't be too much here, would there be?
Well, what is here goes through here. And another thing that has to be mentioned, if you're going by car or if you're going by train to Ticino and Lugano, Locarno, you go by train, which is a Swiss train. It's a narrow gauge train, which goes directly to Locarno from here at very reasonable prices. In other words, you're taking a shortcut to get to Ticino.
Well, this is a very important rail center. It always was, and it still is today, because let me amplify on what you just said. The Swiss, interestingly enough, the Swiss are responsible for the rail line through the Simplon to Domodossola. So you're actually traveling, if you're coming from Switzerland, you're traveling on a Swiss ticket. And, for example, if you have a Swiss rail pass or something, you can use that on this line. And then, as you say, you can change trains to go to what's called the Cento Valle, 100 valleys, because it's just so full of twists and turns over there. And on the other end, the terminal in Canton Ticino in Switzerland, you go through a piece of Italy there, up into the mountains, and then you cross over an insignificant border crossing point, no formalities, you just sit on the train. And then the terminal down on the Swiss side is Locarno, the famous resort in Ticino. And you change trains here. And, for example, you can see all the time there are huge freight yards here at the train station. It's not only passenger service. This is a main line to Milan, for example, and Point South, Novara, all these places, and you see loads of container trains here. You see the hookapacks, you know, the piggybacks where the trailer trucks drive up on there and are carried through the Alpine tunnels. This is really, I guess this is probably, in addition to Swiss tourism that comes through here, this is what they live on. It's a lot of service industry and customs agents and things like that.
That's the way it is in Europe, and that's the way it is at the border. Let's say the southern border is with Italy. So north-south traffic keeps growing, especially with the European Union, and it creates problems of traffic jams. It creates problems of making the tunnel safer because there have been fires in the tunnel.
Yeah, they put a lot of money into improving the safety.
Yeah, and even the railroad between Brieg and Domodossola, I know that today all the tracks have been all welded together. There's no clickety-clack. It's very smooth.
There's a lot of cooperation. First of all, you have on both sides, in Brieg, which is the other end, that's the north end of the Simplon Tunnel, and Domodossola, the south end, you have each other's customs officers there. They have permanent offices. And although formalities are nothing, I don't remember the last time I had to show an ID or a passport here. It just it doesn't exist anymore. They're just like sister towns. It's only, what, well, on an express train, it's 25 minutes between Domodossola and Brieg, and people actually commute back and forth to work here.
Yeah.
You have the Swiss Rail headquarters here at Domo, and the Italian Rail has the headquarters in Brieg as well. So they're really sister towns. In fact, the one thing, Aubrey, which I have always remarked about is that the urban architecture here, and don't forget, it's not a big place. It's about 18,000 people. I think Brieg is about the same, too, more or less. The station is the big center of town, or at the bottom of town, and then extending, as we described before, perpendicularly up and away into the shopping area. It's the same in both Domodossola and in Brieg. That's the funny thing.
Exactly.
Well, there's a reason why we both come here, and it's a mini vacation in Italy, and it's almost like honorary Switzerland because of such a Swiss presence. People even speak the local languages. They speak French here. They speak even Swiss-German dialects.
And you can get by with Swiss francs, of course.
The euro is the official currency, but they're so close. I mean, you can pay in francs. This is a great place to come, and it's so close to home. It's like a mini vacation, I keep saying it. Aubrey, it's time to get back on the train and head back for Switzerland, which is half an hour away from here by train, and back to the Emmental for me and back to Zinal for you. Domodossola, an honorary Swiss town in northern Italy at the southern end of the Simplon Pass and Tunnel. A great place to come and an easy excursion if you're in Switzerland. So now you know why Switzerland in Sound came to Domodossola. For Switzerland in Sound, this is Bob Zanotti.
You were just listening to Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti. For more information, go to www.switzerlandinsound.com.